Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about toxic environmental dangers, advancements in stem cell technology, and hidden codes that may be contained inside the Bible. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Dr. Rene Defoe, the book, Unsafe at Any Meal. Dr. Defoe became a medical laboratory specialist in the U.S. Army in 1976, a Bachelor of Science degree in environmental policy analysis and planning at the University of California, then served in the Navy for 2 years as an industrial hygiene officer before transferring to the Public Health Service, where she served as an environmental health officer. Now, during this time, she worked at the National Institutes of Health, the Environmental Protection Agency, the FDA, where she provided expertise in the areas of toxicology, environmental health, and industrial hygiene. Since her retirement, Dr. Defoe earned a doctorate in health education and is the founding executive director of the Food Ingredient and Health Research Institute. You have quite a resume, Doctor. Welcome to the program.
Well, aloha, George, and thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, my pleasure. And you do great work. Your book, Unsafe at Any Meal, I think is so important. I think it's a must-read for just about every family. And thanks for serving, by the way. I served 9 years in the Navy, and you were all over the place. So thank you.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Tell me a little bit about you were with the FDA, and you've written a book called Unsafe at Any Meal, What the FDA Doesn't Want You to Know About the Foods You Eat. Tell me about that title.
Well, what it really means is that without educating yourself, if you eat the standard American diet, then you will become sick over time. You or your child will develop a disease, a Western disease. So if you're a pregnant woman and you eat without awareness, then your child is going to be at risk of autism, ADHD, type 2 diabetes, or even heart disease.
When you were at the FDA and you kind of saw them turn their face the other way or the cheek the other way, did it flabbergast you?
Well, I was blown away because I really didn't. My work had been supported there. I felt like there was a lot of support at the agency, so I was a bit surprised. that they didn't want me to publish the findings that we'd come up with. And there was some shock. I had to change my plans.
Is it all about money with the FDA?
I think that the FDA is influenced by corporations, and it probably is, you know, I mean, the corporations that influence FDA, it's all about money for them, that's for sure, the being able to make as much profit as possible. And in fact, in the federal government, when I was in, and for several years towards the end there, we didn't refer to the government as a bureaucracy. We referred to it as a corporocracy.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was. You know, the influence was astronomical.
You talk a lot about pesticides. And tell me what the FDA is not doing about pesticides.
Well, the FDA doesn't really have a role in pesticide regulation as far as food goes. Where they do play a role is when pesticides are used in the manufacturing of products. So things that are packaged, there's going to be some pesticides applications on the packaging, and also, like, say a company is preparing carrots and they're going to package them, you know, those little baby carrots that are skinned. Well, then the chlorine bleach that is used to rinse those vegetables,
mm-hmm.
that is considered a pesticide. So that's when the FDA has any say at all about how pesticides are used. The Environmental Protection Agency is involved in establishing the safe levels of pesticides on crops. So they're the ones in charge of making those determinations.
Is it safe to say, Dr. Defoe, that we're getting killed by the food we eat?
Oh, I believe we are, absolutely. Oh, you've heard Western diet leads to Western disease. I mean, all the diseases that we're seeing increase over time with each successive generation. We've got kids now that are, you know, 10 years old and being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes from the diet. You know, earlier and earlier, kids are being having the diagnoses of heart disease and high blood pressure. It's insane. So without a doubt, the Western diet is killing us.
Do you think if we ate correctly, we could cure most of these problems?
Absolutely. I think that if we had a diet that was mostly whole foods, organic, whenever possible, and if we stayed away from all the processed foods, we would be healthy. And there's enough evidence to suggest that.
And what's the definition of a processed food?
A processed food is in my mind, when you buy something that didn't come out of the ground, but perhaps it started there, and then they did something to the fruit or the vegetable or the grain, and then through the process of making it into a new product, whether it's flour, you know, wheat gets mm-hmm. turned into flour, or if it's canned tomatoes, you know, anything that is done to change the nature of that whole food that came out of the ground and to produce a product that you can sell, that's a processed food. And usually, you know, processed foods have ingredient labels. You don't find an ingredient label on a tomato or a head of lettuce.
No, no.
You just find an ingredient label on processed foods.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.